to his friends. The Shish Bez Pesha Schusler Force, Chaim Yonos and Mordechai Ben Pesha Elka, and Noam Ben Leia. Pasuk tells us at the beginning of Parashas Achremos that Aaron is now let to go whenever he wants into the Kodesh. He can only come with his Parben Bakar Lachatas, Ve'ayel Le'ola. Only when he's doing the Avoda of Yom Kippur may he go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, otherwise he may not. The Rashi writes that Bezos is Begematria 410, which is a remez to Bayis Rishon. The Maharal says, what about Bayis Sheni? Is he allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim during Bayis Sheni without the Karbanos? Is he warned over there? Maybe it's only Bayis Rishon, 410. That was the Beis Hamikdash stood 410 years, Bayis Rishon. What about Bayis Sheni? And the Maharal says, yeah, the Torah's Kohanim says even Bayis Sheni. What about if there's no Bayis? The Maharal says, no. It's only if there is a Bayis. Only if there is a Beis Hamikdash is he forewarned not to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because it depends on whether or not it's you have the bias. But if you don't have a bias, says the Maharal, he's not Musar. Even though the Pasuk is talking about bias Rishon, Torah Sequanim is Marv even bias Shani Shuba Bal Yavo. Because as long as you have the bias, you're not allowed to go in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim B'choleis. But B'chorbano, there's no such laugh, there's no such issue. The Sefer HaChinuch and Mitzvah Kuf Pei Dalet argues, and he says, V'noheges b'zman ha'bayis b'koyhanim v'afilu achshiv shelo b'zman ha'bayis amru. Zal shemusharanano shlo dekanes lamikdash. He says that in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, he says it's knowing in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, but kohanim, and even now shlo bezman abayis, Chazal say, he's muzer not to go into the mikdash stam, not to go into the kodesh hakadoshim. And he says, why? Because the Beis HaMikdash, the Makom HaMikdash is holy even when it's destroyed. Mamele, he's not allowed to go into the Kodesh even after it's destroyed. And the Makor of the Chinuch is the Rambam, who says in Halachos Beis HaBechira 6:16 that the Mikdash and Yerushalayim are holy forever, because Kedushas and Mikdash is because of the Shechina, and the Shechina is always there, and even when it's Shamayim it's still holy. And just like you're not allowed to go into the Makom HaMikdash because it's holy, anybody, there's also a lav of Al Yavo B'choleis Al HaKodesh. It still has its special Kedusha. The Maharal writes, the La'acha Shechar of Abayis, Lohuzer Al Ababir Reikonis Kevin Shelo Nichas Ad Shenivna. After Churban Abayis, he wasn't warned about going in without the Karbanis, because he didn't go in until before it was built. He only went in before it was built, not after it was built. Memela, he's not Musar. He didn't go in after it was built, he only went in before. Again, so the Sefer HaChinuch says that it applies even B'Churbanah. But the Heilige Maharal says, not that the Sefer HaChinuch is not Heilig, they're both Heilig. But the Maharal says that B'Churbano, you're not Chayiv. So he didn't go in when it was built. Why does it matter that it wasn't built? We Paskin Makriven Alpha Pishain Bayis. The Rambam Paskins in Beis HaBechira 6:15. So what does it mean? Kevin Shelo Nichnas Ad Shenivna. Since he didn't go in until it was built. He didn't go when it was actually built. He went in before. Yeah, but you're still allowed to be makriv karbanos. So how can he go in without the karbanos? So the Lars Nussin writes, Rav Gishtetner, Parshas Achrimos, that what he means is that Aaron HaKohen didn't go into the Avod until the Mishkan was built. That's what it means, Kevin Shalom Nichnas Ad Shenivna. Aaron didn't go in until the Mishkan was built. And then would be Shaykh the Pasuk, Bezos Yavar Aaron. Then there's a lav. But when it's Charif, there's no lav. Because the whole word of Aaron, Aaron only went when it was built. So then we say, Bezos Yavar and Kosh should only go in when it's built. Just like Aaron, when you're bringing your karbanos, Bezos, go in with your karbanos. That's talking about when it's built. And therefore, you're only chayiv for going in when it's built, but not when it's not built. When it's charev, you're not chayiv. Because it has to be like Aaron. Aaron was only commanded not to go in without karbanos when it was built. When it wasn't commanded. It's hard to understand, because Aaron was only commanded. Aaron only came into the Mikdash when it was built, because beforehand there was no Kedusha. So Mimelech, there's no Kedusha, there's no Isser if it's not built. But now that there is Kedusha, and it's holy forever, and like Kriv and Afal Pishein Bayis, why should there not be an Isser to go into the Kodesh? Now it's holy. Aaron, there was no problem before it was built, but now there should be, today there should be. Now it's holy. So Rav Gishtetner says that it seems that the Maharal is correct. If his man is there, there's no lava valyava v'chaleis. Since Aaron didn't go in until it was Nivna, because Tosis writes in Sukkah, the Ramaschal Ishtaka, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, that even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that Makriv and Alpha Pishain Bayis, that's only when there's no Mizbeach. That's only when there's a Mizbeach. But without a Mizbeach, no. That a mizbeach, you can't bring karbanos, like it says in Pesachim, that a mizbeach should nifgam, and all the kachim are pasul. You don't need sherei mincha, you don't need kodesh kadashim, you don't even need kodeshim kalim. Mizbeach should nifgam takes away the whole shame of the mizbeach of karbanos. Nothing to do there. So writes the Rambam in Paragimel Psulim Mukdashin Alach Chaf Beis. That a mizbeach should nifgam, all the kachim are pasul, because there's no mizbeach to throw the blood. The Menchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Tzadi Hei writes that Klei Mikdash, like Menorah and Shulchan, are Nama Akev Ba'avoda. That Klei Mikdash, like Menorah and Shulchan, are Nama Akev Ba'avoda. And perforce the Nama Akev for the Kiyum of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. You don't need them for Avoda. And he writes, "Ve'efshur demizbeach achitzon sheikar dekol karbanos makriven alav imken below zeino kari beis hamikdash." But it could be that the mizbeach, it's not called the beis hamikdash, and that's a very big pella that he writes. Ve'efshur. What about Tosfos? Tosfos writes it explicitly. Should have mentioned the Tosfos. Ve'efshur. Ve'efshur and Tosfos says that way. That makes it that's mechazik your efshur. It's mechazik that it's like that. Achol panim. That was a parenthetical. So Bizman Azed is no Mizbeach. So it's not Shaykh Bezos Yavar Aaron. What is Shaykh Bezos Yavar Aaron? It's a Mizbeach. Because at least they can bring the Karbanos. But if there's no Karbanos, there's nothing to talk about. So he asked that, of course, Aaron wasn't commanded until it was actually built. Because before there was no Kedusha. So before there's no reason to command him that he has to go in with Karbanos. But now that it's holy, maybe it applies even if it's not built. So the answer is, okay, maybe that's true, but there at least has to be a Mizbeach there. No mizbeach, there's nothing to talk about. No mizbeach, no karbanos to bring. And that the Chinuch writes that even when they're kevin shame tikashen shmumim biktushasan enomdim, that even when it's desolate, it's still holy, and therefore there's a lav of aliyavu b'chaleis al kodesh, even mizman hazeh. So the Darko Shel Maral would appear that only l'inyan baal hamikdash betuma, there you can be mechayvim that it's still holy. Because we learn from the pasuk of lo yitamu is machaneim, they're not allowed to go in there betuma, and al yavo and al hamikdash lo savo, like the Rambam says in Parakim Levias Mikdash Halacha Yud and Yud Aleph and the Sefer Mitzvahs Lav and Ayin Zayin. So also b'zman hazeh, this is Sirishayich, because it's holy and we're not holy, so we're not allowed to go in. It's still begeder machane, begeder mikdash, it's b'mal tova, we're not allowed to go in. But with respect to the lav of Yal Yavov v'chol Eisa l'kodesh, there it has to be similar to b'zos Yavov Aaron, like the Maharal writes. So you're right, it might have kedusha b'zman hazeh, but it's not similar to b'zos Yavov Aaron, because Aaron went in for the avoda. He had a mizbech. Today we don't have a mizbech. So that would explain the sheet of the Maharal. Why bizman hazeh you're not over? Because no mizbech. In the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer in the Yerideya Siman Tov Mem Tes, he discusses the mitzvah essay of Shemiras HaMikdash. Even bizman hazeh, is there an obligation to be Moshev Shomrim LaMikdash? And he writes that if the mitzvah Shemir is that somebody who's not allowed to come in there shouldn't come in, the man the Amar Kitchalasid Lavo, so Gambiz Manazeh, Nichas Latochas Chayev, like an Arul Tomei Goy. So this mitzvah Shaykh even Bizmanazeh. So it's Pasha to the Avnei Nezer that there's an Isser for a Zar. He says, Oshalayov was Zar Lahechel. He adds not only an Arel, a Tommy, and a Goy going to the base of Mikdash, but even a Zar Lahechel. So, since if the purpose of the Shomer is to prevent the Zar from going into the Hechel, then there's a mitzvah of being Ma'amid Shomerim today. But that he says that a Zar is now that I come into the Hechel, Bizman Hazeh, the morale doesn't hold like that. The Kodesh is Kodesh Kedashim, also the Hechel. The Maharal holds that Bizman Hazeh, there's no Isser of Azar going into there. There's an Isser of going to Mikdash Betumah, that's true. But the special Isser of Azar going into the Kodesh Betumah, that doesn't apply anymore. Because he can't bring Karbanos. The Avnei Nezer understood as a Dover Pashut that it does apply. So there's a lot more to say in Parshas Kremos. Not a lot more, there's about tens of millions of hours of things to say. But we're just going to leave with this short vort that we said, machlokas between the Maharal and the Sefer Chinuch. Is there an Isser of Layova B'chaleis El HaKodesh? And we found a justification for the sheet of the Maharal, because there's no Mizbech, maybe there's no possibility for Karbanos, it's not Tumi to Aaron. And we saw that the Avnei Nezer understood as a Dover Pashat that a Zar is now going to go into the Hechel B'zman Hazeh, and the Maharal doesn't see that as a Dover Pashat. And we should be zochel lumod ulamid lishma v'laso l'kayim is called every samatrosu v'yahava. Amen v'yamen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.